ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 The Creative Impetus Chapter 8 Maharaj Bharata Becomes a Deer Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued. My dear King Parikshit, one day, after finishing his morning duties, evacuating, urinating, and bathing, Maharaj Bharat sat down on the bank of the river Gandaki for a few minutes and began chanting his mantra, beginning with Omkar. While Bharat Maharaj was sitting on the bank of that river, a doe, being very thirsty, came there to drink. And while the doe was drinking with great satisfaction, a lion, which was very close, roared very loudly. This was frightful to every living entity, and it was heard by the doe. By nature, the doe was always afraid of being killed by others, and it was always looking about suspiciously. And when it heard the lion's tumultuous roar, it became very agitated. Looking here and there with disturbed eyes, the doe, although it had not fully satisfied itself by drinking water, suddenly leaped across the river. The doe was pregnant, and when it jumped out of fear, the baby within its womb fell into the flowing waters of the river. Being now separated from its flock, and distressed by miscarriage, the black doe, having crossed the river, was very much in distress. Indeed, it fell down in a cave and died immediately. The great King Bharata, while sitting on the bank of the river, saw the small deer, bereft of its mother, floating down the river. And upon seeing this, Bharata felt great compassion. Like a sincere friend, Bharata lifted the infant deer from the waves, and knowing it to be motherless, brought the deer to his ashram. Gradually, Bharata Maharaj became very affectionate toward the deer. Bharata began to raise it and maintain it by giving it grass. Bharata was always very careful to protect it from the attacks of tigers and other animals. When the deer itched, Bharata petted it, and in this way, Bharata always tried to keep the deer in a comfortable condition. Bharata even sometimes kissed it out of love. Being attached to raising the deer, Maharaj Bharata forgot the rules and regulations for the advancement of spiritual life, and Bharata gradually forgot to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only after a few days, Bharata forgot everything about his spiritual advancement. The great king then began thinking, "Alas! This helpless young deer, by the force of time, who is an agent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has now lost its relatives and friends and has taken shelter of me. This deer does not know anyone but me, as I have become its father, mother, brother, and relatives. This deer is thinking in this way and has full faith in me. This deer does not know anyone but me. Therefore, I should not be envious and think that for the deer, my own welfare will be destroyed. I should certainly raise, protect, gratify, and fondle the deer. For when it has taken shelter with me, how can I neglect it? And even though the deer is disturbing my spiritual life, I realize that a helpless person who has taken shelter cannot be neglected. That would be a great fault. And even though one may be in the renounced order, one who is advanced certainly feels compassion for suffering living entities. So one should certainly neglect one's own personal interests, although they may be very important, just to protect one who has surrendered. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, and so, due to attachment for this deer, Maharaj Bharata lay down with it, walked about with it, bathed with it, and even ate with it. Thus, Bharata's heart became bound to the deer in affection. When Maharaj Bharata wanted to enter the forest to collect kusha grass, flowers, wood, leaves, fruits, roots, and water, Bharata would fear that dogs, jackals, tigers, and other ferocious animals might kill the deer. Bharata would therefore always take the deer with him when entering the forest. The animal would then appear very attractive to Maharaj Bharat due to its childish behavior. Maharaj Bharata would even take the deer on his shoulders and carry it due to affection. Bharata's heart was so filled with great love for the deer that he would sometimes keep it on his lap or, when sleeping, on his chest. In this way, Bharata felt great pleasure in fondling the animal. And when Maharaj Bharata was actually worshipping the Lord, or was engaged in some ritualistic ceremony, although his activities were unfinished, still he would, at intervals, get up and see where the deer was. In this way, Bharata would look for the deer. And when Bharata could see that the deer was comfortably situated, Bharata's mind and heart would be very satisfied, and Bharata would bestow his blessings upon the deer. "My dear calf, may you be happy in all respects." If Bharata Maharaj sometimes could not see the deer, his mind would become very agitated. Bharata would become like a miser who, having obtained some riches, had lost them and had then become very unhappy. When the deer was gone, Bharata would be filled with anxiety and would lament due to separation. Thus, Bharata would become illusioned and speak as follows: "Alas, the deer is now helpless, and I am now very unfortunate. And my mind is like a cunning hunter, for it always is filled with cheating propensities and cruelty. The deer has put its faith in me, just as a good man who has a natural interest in good behavior forgets the misbehavior of a cunning friend and puts one's faith in him. Although I have proved faithless, will this deer return and once again place its faith in me? Alas, is it possible that I shall again see this animal protected by the Lord and fearless of tigers and other animals? Shall I again see the deer wandering in the garden eating soft grass? I do not know, but the deer might have been eaten by a wolf or a dog or by the boars who flock together, or the tiger who travels alone. Alas, when the sun rises, all auspicious things begin. Unfortunately, they have not begun for me. The sun god is the Vedas personified, but I am bereft of all Vedic principles. That sun god is now setting, and yet This poor animal who trusted in me, since its mother died, has not returned. That deer is exactly like a prince. Oh, when will it return? When will it again display its personal activities, which are so pleasing? When will it again pacify a wounded heart like mine? Certainly, I must have no pious assets, otherwise the deer would have returned by now. Alas, the small deer, while playing with me and seeing my feigning meditation with closed eyes, would circumambulate me due to anger arising from love, and it would fearfully touch me with the points of its soft horns, which felt like drops of water. When I placed all the sacrificial ingredients on the kusha grass, the deer, when playing, would touch the grass with its teeth and thus pollute it. And when I chastised the deer by pushing it away, the deer would immediately become fearful and sit down motionless, exactly like the son of a saintly person. Thus the deer would stop its play. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, after speaking like a madman in this way, Maharaj Bharat got up and went outside. Seeing the footprints of the deer on the ground, Bharat appraised the footprints out of love. O unfortunate Bharata, your austerities and penances are very insignificant compared to the penance and austerity undergone by this earth planet. Due to the earth's severe penances, the footprints of this deer, which are small, beautiful, most auspicious and soft, are imprinted on the surface of this most fortunate planet. This series of footprints show a person like me, who am bereaved due to loss of the deer, how the animal has passed through the forest, and how I can regain my lost wealth. By these footprints, this land has become a proper place for Brahmanas who desire heavenly planets or even liberation to execute sacrifices to the demigods. And so, Maharaj Bharat continued to speak like a madman, seeing above his head the dark marks on the rising moon, which resembled a deer. Bharata spoke, can it be that the moon, who is so kind to an unhappy man, might also be kind upon my deer, knowing that it has strayed from home and has become motherless? This moon has given the deer shelter near itself, just to protect it from the fearful attacks of the lion. After perceiving the moonshine, Maharaj Bharat continued speaking like a crazy person. This deer was so submissive and beloved to me that due to its separation, why, I am feeling separation from my own son. Due to the burning fever of this separation, I am suffering as if inflamed by a forest fire. My heart, which is like the lily of the land, is now burning. Seeing me so distressed, the moon is certainly splashing upon me its shining nectar. Just as a friend throws water on another friend who has a high fever, in this way, the moon is bringing me happiness. Shukadeva Goswami continued, my dear King Parikshit, in this way Bharata Maharaj was overwhelmed by an uncontrollable desire which was manifest in the form of the deer. Due to the fruitive results of his past deeds, Bharata fell down from mystic yoga, austerity, and his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For if it were not due to his past fruitive activity, how could Bharata have been attracted to the deer after giving up the association of his own family and son, considering them stumbling blocks on the path of spiritual life? How could Bharata show such uncontrollable affection for a deer? This was definitely due to Bharata's past karma. The king was so engrossed in petting and maintaining the deer that Bharata fell down from his spiritual activities. And so, in due course of time, insurmountable death, which is compared to a venomous snake, which enters the hole created by a mouse, situated itself before Bharata. At the time of death, the king saw that the deer was sitting by his side, exactly like his own son, and was lamenting Bharata's death. Actually, the mind of the king was absorbed in the body of the deer, and consequently, just like those bereft of Krishna consciousness, Bharata left this world, the deer, and his material body, and then acquired the body of a deer. However, there was one advantage. Although Bharata lost his human body and received the body of a deer, Bharata did not forget the incidents of his past life. So although in the body of a deer, Bharata Maharaj, due to his rigid devotional service in his past life, could understand the cause of his birth in this body of a deer. Considering his past and present life, Bharata constantly repented his activities, speaking in the following way, lamenting in the body of a deer. Oh, what misfortune! For I have fallen from the path of the self-realized. I gave up my real son's wife and home just to advance in spiritual life, and I took shelter in a solitary holy place within the forest. I became self-controlled and self-realized, and I engaged constantly in devotional service by hearing, thinking, chanting, worshiping, and remembering Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I was successful in my attempt, so much so that my mind was always absorbed in devotional service. However, due to my personal foolishness, my mind once again became attached, this time to a deer. So now I have obtained the body of a deer and have fallen far from my devotional practices. Shukadev Goswami continued, although Bharata Maharaj received the body of a deer, by his constant repentance, Bharata became completely detached from all material things. Bharata did not disclose these things to anyone, but left his mother deer in a place known as Kalanjara Mountain, where he was born. So, Bharata once again went to the forest of Shalagram and to the ashram of Pulastya and Pulaha. Remaining in that ashram, the great king Bharata Maharaj, now in the body of a deer, was very careful not to fall victim to bad association. Without disclosing his past to anyone, Bharata remained in that ashram and ate dry leaves only. But Bharata was not exactly alone, for he had the association of Krishna in his heart as Supersoul. And so in this way, Bharata waited for death in the body of a deer. Bathing in that holy place, Bharata finally gave up that body. Recorded March 29 and March 30, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpilu tu apade nanda kishor. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpilu tu apade nanda kishor. Shampade vipade jivane magane jai mamma gila tua opada parane. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpilu tua pade nanda kishor. Marovi rakobi jo icha tohara Yadasa prati tua adhikara. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpilu tua pade nanda kishor. Janmao bimoi icha jadi tor bhakta vihe jani janmao mor. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpilu tua pade nanda kishor. Ita janma hao japa tua das bahirmukha brahma janne naya. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpilu tua pade nanda kishor. Bhakti mukti svihavihina je bhakta labhaye tako sangha anurakta. Manasa
দেহগে যত কিছু মুয়াপে নন্দ কিশোর জনক জননী দৈত কন্যা প্রভু গুরু পতি ঠু সর্ব মানস দেহ গেহ যো কিছু মোর আরতি ফজে নন্দ কী নহে শুন রাধা না ছু আমার প্রাণ মানস দেহ গেহ যত কিছু ফজে নন্দ কিশোর মানস দেহ গেহ যত কিছু ফজে নন্দ কিশোর রাধা
Family. Whatever may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda. In good fortune or in bad, in life or in death, all my difficulties have disappeared by choosing your lotus feet as my only shelter. You may slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master of your eternal servant. So if it is your will that I be born again, then may it be in the home of your devotee. May I be born again even as a worm, so long as I remain your devotee. I have no desire to be born even as a Lord Brahma who may be averse to you. I yearn for the company of that devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. Father, mother, lover, son, lord, preceptor, and husband, you are everything to me. Thus, Thakur Bhaktivinod says, O Kana, O Krishna, please hear me. O Lord of Srimati Radharani, you are my life and soul.